Today's shiur is Masechta Bekama Daf Pei Dalad. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Dalad Amud Aleph, the last of the narrow lines. The Gemara continues to discuss the source, how we know that when somebody injures someone else, that the obligation, the payment, is a financial payment, not a punishment that we apply to the body of the perpetrator. Tanya Idach says, well, we learn in a b'risa of Shimon ben Yochai Omer. The pasuk says, ayin tachas ayin, when somebody injures somebody else's eye, ayin tachas ayin, meaning moment, that you have to pay the value of what you damaged. Says the b'risa at the Omer moment, is indeed the halacha that you pay the value. Ayin el ayin mamish. Maybe what ought to happen is that the eye of the person who did this should be poked out. Harei shahayasuma. So says the Gemara, if that would be the case, what would be if somebody was unfortunately blind, the sima, and he blinded somebody else? Or kitea, somebody's an individual who's missing a hand. The kita, and he cut off somebody else's hand. Chiger, he's somebody who's missing a leg. The chiger, and he cut off someone else's leg. How, in such a situation, could we fulfill the obligation of ayin ba'ayin? And says the Gemara, so you'll say maybe in that situation, indeed, we won't be able to fulfill ayin tachas ayin. But ask the Gemara, HaTorah Amra, the Torah said, Mishpat Echad Yilachem. The Torah, when it speaks about such a situation, the Torah speaks about punishment, Mishpat Echad Yilachem. Everybody should be paid. Everybody, the punishment by everyone should be equal. And it won't be equal depending on the status of the mazik. The Sifsei Tzaddik says that we know that even though we're learning for the last number of shiurim, that even though the Torah says ayin tachas ayin, it's not to be taken literally. And as we learned and we continue to learn, what it means is mammon, that you have to pay. But he says that there's also a rule that ain mikra yotzim de pshuta. We always have to follow the literal meaning of the pshat. So how is this reconciled? So he says, interesting pshat, that in the world that we live in now, indeed, if somebody, as we just learned, injured someone else's eye, he has to pay ayin. But loss of lovai, then we will follow the simple pshat in the pasuk. Ayin tachas ayin will be paid. The person who blinded someone else, Rachman Tzlan, will have to become blind. And he says that the shach, in Pashas Mishpatim, doesn't say, kain yasaloi, yei osaloi. Yei osaloi is, and when Mashiach comes, he's going, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yei osaloi, will punish the perpetrator according to what he did. Says the Gemara, Amri, so ask the Gemara, why is this considered a question? Dilma, maybe the way to understand the pasuk is Heichad Efshar Efshar. Indeed, if somebody blinded someone else's eye, the punishment, Ayin Tachas Ayin, means that you have to pay, your eye has to be blinded. We asked, so what will be if the person who did it is an individual who's already blind? So how will we accomplish this? Says the Gemara, indeed not. And what the Torah means to say is, Heichad Efshar Efshar, where it's possible to fulfill what the Torah said, that's what's done. Heichad Lo Efshar, Lo Efshar, where it's not possible, or Patrinalei. But what the Gemara's question is, it's not fair to say that we should misinterpret the pasuk because of a circumstance that we can't fulfill what the Torah says. And where we can, we should have to. Dilay Temahachi, says the Gemara, if we wouldn't take such approach, the treifa, if a person has one of the defects that make him a treifa, we know that the Gemara Masechta Chulin identifies that there are various defects that make an animal treifa. And what a treifa means is that that person, treifa enechaya, that person unfortunately, will not be able to survive. So why would be the halacha, suggests the Gemara, if an individual who's a treifer, shaharag es hasholim, killed a healthy person, mayav dinalei, how could we judge him? This murderer is going to die any shaharag es hasholim, how could we judge him? Because the Torah says, every edus has to be edus shatu yochel azema. And that the definition of edus shatu yochel azema is that we know, as we discussed extensively earlier in our Masechta, the punishment for edus zoyim is that sisim loy kash zomam lasas lachas. He is punished with what he wanted to do to the other person. So if by these edus zoyim saying testimony, they said that this person was a murderer, and by saying that person was a murderer, what would have happened is that if the edus was accepted, they would have ended up getting killed. So there, the Torah Kedoshim says that v'sisim loikash zomam lasas lachiv, we kill the edim zomimim. But if the edim zomimim, as we just said, are people who are, if the person they said testimony is a treifer, so he is not in the same category as the Eidim Zomimim. The Eidim Zomimim are healthy people, and this is a person that was going to die anyway. So we couldn't fulfill the obligation, the potential violation of Asisim Loikash Zomim Asis Lachim. What's the point? The point is, indeed we couldn't. So what we can't, says the Gemara, Heichad Efsher Efsher, where we could fulfill so do we do. And where we can't, we don't. And they won't become Edom Zomimim, and the halacha of Edus won't apply. So says the Gemara, why can't we say the same regarding Ayin Tachas Ayin? The Beir of Shmuel Tana quotes the Gemara another braisa. I'm a crop. The pasuk says, "Kashiyite mum ba'adam kenyan nasim boy ve'nasina." So the Torah speaks about somebody who injured somebody else, and the Torah used the word nasina. It says the Gemara, the word nasina always means mumen, payment. El me'ata, says the Gemara, and that's what was saying that yitain always means mumen. So ask the Gemara, the pasuk before that says, "Kashiyite mum ba'adam hachanam de mumen hu." The pasuk there is talking about somebody who injured somebody else, and the Torah describes that event as kshayitim mum ba'adam. But ask the Gemara, you are now saying that whenever the Torah speaks the word yitain, it means that there was a financial transaction. That's not what that pasuk means. Amri, so they answered, the Beir Rishmol kroyu sarah darshi. Why the reason the Beir Rishmol says kshayitim mum ba'adam kenyanasam bay means a financial payment. Michti, ksiv. The pasuk says, "V'ish kiyite mum ba misoi kasha also ken yosoloi." If somebody wounded someone else, what he did should happen to him. So the question is, why does the pasuk again have to say, "Kashiyite mum ba adam ken yinosam by lamali"? We already learned kasha also ken yosoloi to teach us shemamina, that the Torah is teaching us that the payment is mumen. So ask the Gemara, if that's what the pasuk is teaching us, so if that's the case, kashiyite mum ba'adam, the pasuk of kashiyite mum ba'adam, my b'boy lameli, what was the purpose of that pasuk to teach us? Answers the Gemara, either the b'boy lamichtav, because the pasuk is going to teach us kenya nasim bay, kasanami kashiyite mum ba'adam. Indeed, the word kashiyite mum ba'adam is actually misleading, because it seems to imply that there was a payment. There wasn't a payment. There was an injury. But the Torah wants to use similar wording. The Beir of Chiyatana, another way of learning, Amakra, the Torah, as we just said, when it speaks about Edom Zomim, says, "Vasisim loy kasha zomim lasas lachav, v'loy sochas einecha, yad b'yad, regal b'regal." So we see from here that what is the payment? Davar hanita miyad liyad, money which is transferred from one person to another person. Umay nihu, what is given from one person to another person? Mammon, money. Ask the Gemara, That's what we're saying. The words yad biyad come to teach us. So ask the Gemara if that's the case. El meat, if that's the case, regel beregel nami hachihu. Why don't we say that regel beregel is also coming to teach us? It certainly doesn't mean money. So what is the regel? If it does, what is it teaching us? So if that's the case, why are we saying that yad biyad means to say that we pay money? Amri answers the Gemara. Amri the Bei Reb Chiya. There's an extra pasuk. Mechtis ksiv, the Torah, when it speaks about the Eid Mezoimim, says, Vasisim loy, kasha zomim lasis lochiv. Isak adatach. If we're going to say that if he said somebody caused an injury, that the Torah is saying he caused somebody's eyes to be poked out, then his eyes should be poked out. Mamish, so if that's the quesh, yad biyad lomeli, what do I use the word yad biyad for? Shmamino, to teach us that it's not physical punishment, it's mamon. So ask the Gemara again, lad regel beregel lomeli, so what do we learn from regel beregel? Answers the Gemara, I did the ksiv yad biyad, because the pasuk used the words yad biyad, that's why kasuv nami regel beregel, even though there is no special limit. Abaya learns the halacha that if somebody injures somebody else, there's a financial payment. Asya, he learns that, may the Tanit Bei Chizkiya, what Tanit Bei Chizkiya taught us. The Tanit Bei Chizkiya, the pasuk says when somebody injures someone else, ayin tachas ayin. And the Torah, in the previous pasuk, when it speaks about someone who killed someone else, says the Gemara, nefesh tachas nefesh. Belay nefesh v'ayin tachas ayin. You only, if you cause somebody to become blind, you only take away his eye, not his nefesh. Now says the Gemara, you don't kill him for blinding somebody else. Now says the Gemara, if you're going to say, mamish, if we're going to say that ayin tachas ayin means that you should actually kill him, ask the Gemara, if that's the case, zimna mishkachsla, sometimes while we're blinding this individual who blinded someone else, ayin nachash, it'll turn out to be ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin, that will blind him and kill him. Why? Says the Gemara, the bahadi da avir lay nafklei nishmasi. While we're blinding him, he wouldn't be able to withstand this difficult punishment and he'll die. Says the Gemara, my kusha. Why is that a legitimate question? Says the Gemara. Dilma, before we blind such an individual, we assess the situation. Meimin amdinalei, we assess the situation and we see imatz makabel, if he could just be blinded, but it won't mortally affect him. Afdinan, so we'll blind him. V'loy matz makabel, but if he doesn't have the strength to withstand being blinded, then loy avdinan. Says the Gemara. V'amdinan the matz makabel. Furthermore, says the Gemara, and even if we did the assessment, and according to our evaluation, he was able to withstand being blinded. We amdinan the matz makabel v'avdinan bei. And then a terrible accident happened, v'nafak ruchei, and he didn't withstand it, and he passed away. Imayis lamus, if that's what happened, that's what happened. And says the Gemara, we find that this is what sometimes happens. Miloy tanan, have we not learned in the Mishnah Masechta Makkos, Davchah Beis Amabeis, regarding Malkus, Mdua, that we know that the amount of Malkus that somebody's supposed to receive is 39 Malkus. And what happens if we made an assessment, and that was the halacha, that they would assess the person before they actually gave him the Malkus, and they assessed that he could take whatever number they assessed, and then Rachman Lutzlan, or Meis Tachsiyodai, he didn't make it, he died. Potter, the person who gave the Malkus, will not be held responsible because he did what he was supposed to do. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos that Peches Amar Aleph says that by the time of Matan Torah, Kofa HaKadosh Baruch Aleim HaKi Gigas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the mountain and wanted to put it on top of them, Vamlehem, and he told them, if you, Klal Yisrael, accept the Torah, Mutav, fantastic. Vimlav, however, if you do not, Shamtei Tiraschem. And many Mepharshim ask, What does the word shom take for Aschem? It should have said can take for Aschem. You'll be buried right here under the mountain. So the Ostz Rebbe says that, and there's another question which Tosfos asks over there. Tosfos over there asks, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to force them to receive the Torah? Didn't they say Nasa v'Nishma that they were more than ready to accept the Torah? So Tosfos answers over there that when they said Nasa v'Nishma, that was regarding the Torah Shebiksav. The Kfiya, the part that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force them, was regarding the Torah Shebapeh. Says the Ostz Rebbe, we're learning in our Gemara that the simple pshat in the words ayin tachas ayin means that we have to blind the mazik. Came Torah Shebal Peh and says that don't blind him, but just make him pay. That's what the Gemara means to say. That's what the Gemara over there means to say. Shom take for aschem. Oh, if you're going to follow Torah Shebiksav, then take for aschem. A person who will blind somebody else will get blinded. And not only will he have to get blinded, as our Gemara says, it's possible that during that procedure, he'll die. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, it's to your benefit to receive the Torah Shebal Peh. Yes, you'll have to pay for the injury, but you'll survive. The Gemara brings another source, how we know that if somebody injures someone else, it's a financial payment. Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rabba Amar, Amar Kro, the Pasuk says, Petza Takas Petza, a wound for a wound. Litein Tsar, B'makom Nezek. As we discussed, that if somebody injured somebody else, that besides that he has to pay the Nezek, he has to pay Tsar. Says the Gemara, V'isak Adatach Mamish. If we say that the punishment is that if somebody wounded somebody else, he shall be wounded, Kechad Lav L'hai Tzara, L'hai Namis L'tzara. So the question is, just like the victim had tsar, the perpetrator had tsar. So why would he have to pay a tsar payment? He already got the tsar by being punished physically. It's a proof that he's not punished physically. Ask them on my kusha. Why is this considered a legitimate question? Dilma ikenish de mefanik. There are people that are more sensitive, and therefore being injured causes that islay tsar tfei, that they have a higher level of tsar. Vikinish de loy mefanik, and the people who are less sensitive, the less lay tsar, and they don't suffer the tsar. And that what the Torah is saying is, ulamay nafkamina, what the Torah is teaching us is, lemesulay heich de beni beni, that if one person's tsar, if the victim's tsar was greater than the perpetrator's tsar, he has to pay the difference of what he paid. So this is a proof, says the Nemuka Yosef, to halacha that we've learned many times. And that is that when there's an altercation and each person is a victim, and each person is also a perpetrator, the way the halacha looks at such a situation is that there are two separate stories. The two separate stories of Nezek, and each story is evaluated individually. Another proof, suggests the Gemara, that when you injure somebody, it's mammon. Rapapa Mishmei de Rav Amar Kro, the Torah says, V'rape Yirape. So from here we learn, Liten Refuah B'makom Nezek, that if somebody injured somebody else, the halacha is that you have to pay for the doctor bills. But says the Gemara, V'sakadatach Mamish, if we're going to say that when somebody injured somebody else, we injure the perpetrator, says the Gemara, so kehech the high boy asya, high nami boy asya. Just like the victim needs a doctor and needs to have doctor bills and will have doctor bills, so will the perpetrator. So ask the Gemara, why would he have to pay ripui separately? Says the Gemara. My kusha, the same type of question. Dilma ikka de solik bisri hai. There's some people that recover quicker. Vika de loy solik basri hai, and the others that don't get. We recover that quickly. And the nafkamina will be, lemesav lehach de beni beni, that the ripui payment won't be identical. Rav Ashi Amar, asya tachas tachas mishar. We learn gzeri shavar from shar. Ksiv hocha, the Torah says when somebody injures somebody else, ayin tachas ayin. The ksiv hasam, and the Torah speaks about a shor mu'ud that does damage. Shalm yishalem shor tachas shor. Ma'ala halam moment. Just like we know, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, that when a shor does damage, it's a financial obligation. Afkan, from here we learn that here too, moment. And Tosfos points out that this is a wonderful gzeiros shavah, but the other Maroyim did not have this gzeiros shavah, and as we often discuss, ein adam don gzeiros shavah me'atzmai. A person cannot compose his own gzeiros shavah. That's why all the other Maroyim did not learn such a gzeiros shavah. Ask the Gemara, my chazis, the yalfis, tachas mishor. Ask the Gemara why we learned the gzeiros shavah from shor. Ask the Gemara, nail of tachas mi adam. The ksiv, the Torah uses the words tachas by adam also, because the pasuk says in the sata nefesh tachas nefesh, ma'ala halon, that pasuk is speaking about when someone killed someone else, that the halacha is ma'ala halon mamish, that the murderer is killed. Shouldn't that be a proof that afkan, that when somebody injures someone else, mamish, he should be physically punished? So ask the Pnei Yeshua, didn't we just learn that you can't make up your own gzeir shava? Ain't adam done gzeir shava ma'atzmai? So ask the Pnei Yeshua, how does the Gemara say, well, instead of learning the gzeir shava from shor ha'mu'ud, learn the gzeir shava from the case of a person killing someone else? Says the Pnei Yeshua, when the Gemara says often, ain't adam done gzeir shava ma'atzmai, what the Gemara means to say is, you can't just take two words in the Torah and say, well, these two words match, and I'm going to learn a gzeir shava. Ein adam don gzeir shava ma'atzmai. That is not acceptable. But says the Pnei Yeshua, what they had was, they had a Messiah. They had a tradition on certain words. They had a Messiah that is a gzeir shava that connects tachas tachas, that connects the two words tachas. But it wasn't so specific to say which two tachas that the Torah writes should be connected. And since it wasn't so specific that the Torah should indicate which two tachas are we referring to, that's why it's acceptable that the Gemara should now ask, the why do we learn tachas from shor ha'mu'ud? Why don't we learn tachas from a person that killed somebody? Answers the Gemara, Amri, it's preferable to learn nezikim and nezikin. That's a better match, vein don and nezikim v'misa, versus learning a case of where there was only an injury from a case of murder. Ask the Gemara, there could be a counter argument. Adirabba, don and adam yadam, wouldn't it make more sense to match up two psukim that speak about a person doing something, vein don and, rather than to compare it to adam and behemoth when an animal did something? Ella, Ravashi, says the proper gzeir shava is he learns the tachas with a Torah, which the Torah uses here, ayin tachas ayin, from the pasuk that says tachas ashiina yalaflei, where the Torah speaks about someone who violated a woman, and the Torah says v'nosan ish ashoichiv malavi anara chamishim kesef tachas ashiina, he violated her, and now we have a perfect match. Both of these psukim, ayin tachas ayin and tachas ashiina, speaking about a person who did this act, and both cases, nobody died. The nezikim and nezikin. There, the Torah, as we just read, says that you pay a fine. So from here also, we see that you pay. Says the Gemara, Betanya, a brisa says, Rebbe Elazar Omer, ayin tachas ayin, means mamish. Ask the Gemara, mamish sakadatach? Does it mean that you actually physically punish the person who injured someone else? Does ask the Gemara, we've been learning all these various Tanoim who say clearly that the Aloch is that you have a monetary punishment, not a physical punishment. Amar Rava, says Rabbi, what Rabbi Lezer meant to say was, Loimer Shein Sheman Oisoi Ke'evid, that when we evaluate the victim, we look at it as he was an Eved. Amal Abaya, says Abaya, Ella, according to what you said, that ain't Shamanai Shekeva, we don't evaluate him as an Eved. Amal Abaya, El Kaman, So you don't want to evaluate him as an Eved. So how do we do this assessment? You evaluate him as if he was a Ben Chayrim. But ask the Gemara, no, when Mishnah said, we evaluate the Nezek, we evaluate how much he was worth before the injury and how much he's worth after the injury. Don't look at him how much he was worth as an Eved Ivri before the injury versus how much he's worth as an Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani, after the injury, but look at him as a Ben Chayrim. But ask the Gemara, Ben Chayrim Yisle Dami, there's no market. We're not allowed to sell free people. So how do we have a value for free men? Elam Rav Ashi, the halacha teaching us is, Ain Shamanai Say Benizik El Bamazik. When we look at, when we make the valuation, we look at the Mazik. And we look at the Mazik as he was a Eved that was sold. How much would he be sold before the act, before the he had such an injury, versus afterwards? That Rebbe Elazar is saying is that we look at the value of the Mazik and not the value of the Nizik. Even if the Nizik may be more valuable, say the Rishonim, than the Mazik. And Tosfos explains what is the basis for Rebbe Elazar's opinion, because we learned on that Pei Gimel that that somebody who does wound somebody else has to pay and not physically punished. And we learned on the previous shiur that it's based on the pasuk v'loisichu kaifer lenefesh ritzeach, that for murdering, kaifer payment is not an option. In other cases, kaifer is an option. And then we go back to earlier in the Masechta. When we speak about Chayvel, do we look at the value of the Mazik, or do we look at the value of the Nizik? And this Gemara, Rebbe Elazar is following the opinion that we look at the value of the Mazik. Says the Gemara, who chamed the cut to Yad Dinuka? There was a donkey who cut off the hand of a child. Asl kamed Papa Shmuel, the father of this child, came to Papa Shmuel, Amalu, and he said to the Dayanim, Zil Shumalei, look and evaluate the following four payments. Abedvarim. Amalei Rava Vanan Chamishatanan. Our Mishnah says there are five. What are you saying there are only four? Amalei. So our Papa said, Leva Menezek Kamina. I meant besides the Nezek. But that wasn't what I meant to evaluate. Amalei Abaya Vachamahu. But this child was attacked by a donkey. And as we've learned, the chamar ain't a mishalim al nezek. A chamar only pays nezek, doesn't pay the other tzar, ripui, shevis, boishes. Amalei, zum, shamalei niske. So he said, you're right. What I meant to say is, evaluate the nezek. Says the Gemara, for avdei kabayi l'mishalmei, we have to evaluate him if he was an ezek, an eved. And why don't we do that? Amlu, zal shamalei ka'avda. That's what I meant. What I meant is, evaluate how much this child could be sold as an Eved before, and how much this child could be sold as an Eved afterwards. Amalei Avudi Yenuka, it says, continues the Gemara, the father of this child said, Leibina, I don't want my child to go through this procedure. The Zila Bamilsa, to me it's embarrassing that my child should be evaluated as an Eved Kanani, and I'm not prepared for that. Amalei, so the Dayanim said to the father, you're causing a financial loss to your son. And as the Meiri explains, a father doesn't have that ability to say to give up his son's money. So the father said, Amalhu, says the father, L'chigadl, when this child will become an adult, the faislim of the day, I will pay up what I have to pay. So the Achronim explained that what the Gemara means to say is that the father is considered an apotropos of his son. And since that a father is considered the apotropos of a son, he can make these kind of decisions. Dar Zeruah says that from our Gemara, we could see that a family member cannot stop another family member from doing something which he finds unacceptable. Only in our Gemara whereas a father and a son, and even Al Gemara with a father and a son, the father had to take upon himself that he will reimburse whatever loss his son will suffer. So the Chashuk Echemed has a very interesting discussion that unfortunately comes up. And that is that there is a person who unfortunately passed away. And this person who passed away didn't leave over much finances. And they want to make a collection for the family. And there are members of the family that find it highly embarrassing that for members of their family, a collection has to be made. And the question is, could they stop this collection from happening? So he says, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Reish Nam Hei, Sif Bei says, V'komish Tzarech Lito, anybody who needs to take tzedakah, V'ani Yechliyos, and he can't survive, Elm Ken Yito, unless he takes tzedakah, K'goin Zaka and Achayla, Ba Yisurim, an elderly person, or a sick person, or Megastatava Ein Anoytel, and he acts in an arrogant fashion and doesn't take the tzedakah that he's deserving. Harezet shoyfech damim umeschayim benafshoy. Ve'enloy betzaroy, and his suffering is only avoinus v'chitoyim. And the Shach says, the same halacha applies, that if somebody has a number of children, daughters to marry off, and he can't afford, and he refuses to take tzedakah, he's doing the wrong thing. So here, but yet in our Gemara, says the Gemara that the father said, to me it's embarrassing that we should take this type, go through this evaluation process of my son as if he was ever Kanani, and his point was accepted. So how do we understand this? So says the Chashuk Echemed, in our Gemara, the child had this injury. And the moment, as we're learning in our shiurim, the child has the injury, the halacha gives him the right to get the payment that the halacha gives him. Yes, we have to go through an evaluation process, but the halacha gives him this money. The father could only say, I don't want my son to go through the evaluation process, but the father has no right to say that I'm not going to punish, that my child should be deprived of what he deserves. Whereas in the case that we're speaking about, there was never money paid yet. Since there was never money paid yet, so, and there was no official obligation, if there's a question of the honor of the family, maybe the family has a right to oppose. Says the Gemara, Hautara the oldest yada di nuka. There was a story where ox chewed the hand of a child. Aslaka made the Rava, and they came to Rava Amalhu, Zil Shemu Ka'avda. The way to do the Nezek evaluation is look at him as an Eved Kanani. Amalei, Vamahu the Amar, Kala Nishim Ka'eved, that whenever the evaluation is by evaluating what is his worth as an Eved Kanani in Goyvenos of a Bovel, that's not done in Bovel. So how could you suggest that it should be done in Bovel? Amalhu, so he says, Lo Tzricha, the case here is the toughest. That indeed, under certain circumstances, Beis Din, and we're going to be discussing such cases, does not paskin what should be paid. But if the victim grabs the amount that he's entitled to, he can hold on to it. Because says the Gemara, Rav L'Tamei, Rav is following his opinion. Dama Rav Niske Shor B'Shor, if one Shor damages another Shor, Niske Shor B'Adam, if an animal injured a person, Goyven Oysim B'Bovel. Those type of damages are collected in Bovel. However, Niske Adam B'Adam, a person damaging another person, Niske Adam B'Shor, or a person damaging an animal, Ain Goyven Oysim B'Bovel. We don't do that in Bovel. So ask the Gemara immediately. Maishna Niske Adam B'Adam, V'Niske Adam B'Shor D'Loi, because the Torah, when it speaks about a Beis Din, Elohim B'Inan, that the Beis Din should be people in the category of Elohim, which means that they have to be dayonim that have smicha. And we're not referring to here to the smicha, the ordination that we think about when somebody becomes a rabbi, but rather the ordination that's being referred to here is what is smicha, an unbroken chain of smicha going back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that veleka, that doesn't have, we don't have in Bavel. So ask the Gemara if that's the case. So if so, niske shabishar v'shar ba'adam nami elohim b'inan veleka, we don't have that in Bavel. Answers the Gemara. Why are we allowed to undertake a case where an animal damaged another animal or damaged a person? We in Bavel, the Dayanim in Bavel, are considered the representatives of the Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. Just like when there's a din Torah of financial din Torah, where people are arguing did a loan take place or not. The reason that Yonam and Bavel could undertake that in Torah, because they serve as the representatives of the Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara, Adam ba'Adam, when a person damages a person, injures another person, or Adam b'Shar, why also don't we say, Shlichesai k'avdinen, mida da'ava ados v'avos, that the Dayanim in Chutz La'aretz should be considered, the Dayanim in Chutz La'aretz should be considered their representatives. Answers the Gemara. Amri, kikav dinish l'chusayu, when could the Dayanim and Bavel be considered the representatives of the Dayanim and Yisrael? The media the kimle begavei, whereas the case is very clear. When we speak about hadas and havas, then that's clear what the case is about. However, the media did like kimle begavei, something that isn't clear, we have to do an assessment. What is his value as an Eved? There, Loy of Dinish L'Chusayi can't serve as their representatives. So ask Taisus, how can we have a Din Torah in Bavel Bezman Hazeh? Yes, the Gemara is saying that the Dayanim in Bavel serve as the representatives of the Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. But Bezman Hazeh, the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael also don't have Smicha. So Taisus answers, that the shlichus that the Dayanim and Bavel do b'zman hazeh is not the shlichus of the current Dayanim and Eretz Yisrael. They go back to the Dayanim of the earlier generations where there were Dayanim with smicha and Eretz Yisrael. But the Kiryas Sefer says a big chiddush. He says that yes, in a time where there is smicha in place in Eretz Yisrael, so the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael could do a Din Torah because they have smicha, and the Rabbanim in Chutz La'aretz can serve as their representatives. But says the Kiryas Sefer, the Bezman Hazeh, that both the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael and the Dayanim in Chutz La'aretz don't have smicha, so that the requirement of smicha falls away, and that's why the Bezman Hazeh, everybody could equally do a Din Torah. The Ramban says that the Torah says at the beginning a Parsha Shoftim, that Shoftim v'Shoytrim titl chabuchal sharecha, that there's a mitzvah that every city should have Shoftim v'Shoytrim. Says the Ramban that that mitzvah is only applicable when there is smicha in place. But b'zman hazeh, where even the Rabbanim Dayanim that we would appoint are not individuals who have smicha, the locha of shayftim v'shaytrim titlcha doesn't apply. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, that because we can't make that assessment, shar ami, shar b'shar, v'shar ba'adam nami lo'kim lam begavei, we also aren't able to make that assessment. Ella, what is the answer? Pukhazi, heich de mezam netor de shuka, go out and see how much an animal is sold for. So ask the Gemara, so we could do the same by a person. Adam by Adam, v'adam b'shar nami, puk chazi, heich mizdamni, avdu b'shukah. They still lived in a world of slaves. So go see what is the value of a slave. Void, tashlam kefil, when somebody's a ganav, you pay kefil. V'tashlam arba chamisha, as we discussed, tficha mechira, which is a very clear number. The kaitzi, why don't we collect in Bavel? Navich l'chusayu. Answers the Gemara. Amri, kikav dinish l'chusayu. Where is the halacha that we do the l'chusayu? B'memoina, when it's a financial payment. B'knasa, but when it's a knas, it's a fine. And the definition of a fine is where it's the two conditions that make something into a fine. One is because it's not equal to the damage, and it's not equal to the damage. It could be more or it could be less. And that's why Dalvet Kefil is double, four times. And the halacha is, and this is why Surah Yam Shishlam explains the Gemara. Where did Chazal give the Dayanim and Chutz Loretz authority? They gave him authority to help a person make up what he lost. But in a case where he's not making up what he lost, then the halacha would be that we don't do that in Chutz Loretz. The Rif writes that even though we're learning in our Gemara, that particularly in Chutz Loretz, there's severe limitations on what kind of din Torah and what kind of obligation a Bezdin could get involved with. He says that if somebody, for example, was subject to Knas, and we just learned in our Gemara that the Dayanim and Bavel can't give Knas, what they would do is that they would put the Mazik into Nidui, they would put the Mazik into Cherim, and they would say, you shall remain in Cherim until you pay what the Knas would be. The Rajba disagrees with this practice, and he says that the Bat Dinam and Bavel have no right to impose this Knas through this fashion. And the Rajba quotes the Gemara that we learned earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Tes Vav Amabeis, that we learned that the Bat Dinam did not collect Chatzi Knas, Chatzi Nezek. Because as we learned in that sugya, that Chatzi Nezek is a Knas, and we can't collect Knas. The Rosh, in defense of the Rif, says that indeed, in the time of Shas, there was no Knas. As we just learned, the Gemara doesn't institute a Knas. But he says that as we quoted the Kiryas Sefer earlier, he says it came in effect only later in the time of the Goyim. Similarly, the Ramban takes the position that in the time of the Gemara, in Eretz Yisrael there was smicha, in Chutz Loretz there was no smicha. So that's why the Gemara says that in Chutz Loretz we don't get involved with Knas. But nowadays, that in Eretz Yisrael they can't take Knas either, because in Eretz Yisrael they don't have smicha either, says the Ramban, that now we could follow the suggestion that the Rif made, that instead of getting involved with these kind of dentaris, which the Bati Dinim don't have such authority, what they can do is they can work with a Chayrim. Adam asked the Gemara, but if that's the case, when one person injured another person, the Ramanahu, it's a financial situation, why not Navich L'Chusayu? Answers the Gemara, Chiga of Dinish L'Chusayu, the milsa de shchicha, something that's common. Adam ba'adam, one person injuring another person, the loy shchicha, it's not common, loy of dinish l'chusayu. Ask the Gemara, but what about boishes begam, which are shchiach, why not nevish l'chusayu in chutz loretz? Amri hachinami, indeed, according to this Gemara, we would do it in chutz loretz. The Rapapa agbe, abimei zuzul boishes. Rapapa would collected 400 zuz for a boishes payment. But ask the Gemara, for a lesser Rapapa, the Loch is not like Rapapa, the Sholach Rav Chizda Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda sent to Rav Nachman, the Sholach Lei, and there's another version, Rav Nachman sent to Rav Chizda, Knosso Kama Magbis B'Bavol, are you trying to collect Knas and Bavol? The Loch is, Knas cannot be collected in Bavol. Ella says the Gemara, where can the Bezdin in Bavel represent the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael when you have a number of conditions met? Number one, the Milsa de Shchicha. It's something that's common. Also, this Bechasarnkis, you're making up something, money that was lost. Ava, but if you don't have all of these conditions, if it's a Milsa de Shchicha, however, the less Bechasarnkis, or Inami, it's a Milsa de Shchicha, this Bechasarnkis, since both conditions have not been met, then Lev Dinish L'Chusayu, the Bati Dinim and Chutz Loretz can't get involved. Hilkach, says the Gemara, Adam ba'Adam, when one person injured another person, afalgav this bechsonkis, there's a financial loss involved. Kim d'lashchicha, it's not common. Levdinish l'chusayu, and boishes afalgav d'shchicha, it's common that somebody could make boishes. Kim d'las bechsonkis, but there's no chsonkis involved. Levdinish l'chusayu. Ask the Gemara, v'shor, is it true that shor b'shor goyvim b'bavel, that one shor damages another shor? We do that type of the entire in Bavel. Ask the Gemara, v'amar rava, shor shehizik ain't goyvim b'bavel, and continues the Gemara to understand what rava meant. Dazik man, who did the shor damage? Ilay medazik adam, it will say that the shor damaged the person. Ma'ir shor dazik adam. Why did rava speak about a shor that was mazik and adam, which is unusual? I feel adam da azik adam name in gavin as above all. El alaf, el pshita, what Rav is speaking about, da azik shor, that one shor damaged another shor. And yet, katani, the Rav says, in gavin as above all, says the Gemara, Amri, when Rav said that we don't do it in Bavel, it's talking about a tam that did damage. When we're saying that we are gavil to shlumei shor b'bavel is b'mu'ud. Ask the Gemara, but how can you say so? V'amar Rava, didn't Rava teach us that ain mu'ud b'bavel, there's no way of identifying as an animal, there's no way of identifying an animal as a mu'ud in b'bavel? Says the Gemara, Amri, you're correct. What happened was, the Yad Hassam, this animal was identified as a and as a mu'ud in Eretz Yisrael, so he already is indeed a mu'ud, and then by Sila Hacha, he was brought here to Chutz La'aretz. Ask the Gemara, that an animal that was identified as a mu'ud in Eretz Yisrael, and then brought to Bavel, and did damage here, is very uncommon. And we just finished learning, and it's the Gemara, the case was, the Asur Rabbanon the Hassam, the Rabbanon from Eretz Yisrael came here to Bavel for Yidua Hacha and made this animal into a mu'ud here in Chutz La'aretz. So ask the Gemara still, Saif Saif Milsad Lashchichi, this is highly uncommon. Vat Amrit Milsad Lashchicha Loi Kavdinish L'chusayu, says the Gemara, Al Kikam Rava, what did Rava speak about that we collect when a shor does damage to a shor in Bavel? Shein V'regel, which as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, the Mu'adim B'Tchalasun, we don't have to label the animal as a mu'ud. Every animal, as far as Shein and Regel is concerned, is a mu'ud, and that we could collect in Bavel. We learned in the Mishnah, Tzar Kivu B'Shefer Mismar, if somebody wounded somebody, even on his fingernail, we want to determine how much a person is willing to take on that Tzar. Tzar Shlebi Makam Nezik Mishtalim, ask the Gemara that even though there wasn't permanent damage, still Tzar is paid. Ask the Gemara, Man Tana, who's the Tana of that opinion? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava Ben Azai. It represents the opinion of Ben Azai. The Tanya, the Torah speaks about a person wounding another person. Kviya takas kviya, petza takas petza, chabura takas chabura, Rabbi Yomar kviya nemetchila, and Ben Azai Omer chabura nemetchila. Ambiguous words. And immediately asked the Gemara, Maika Mifkli, what do these words mean? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Sava Kviya, when the Torah says, Kviya, which means a burn, the less by Chabura Mashma, that there isn't permanent damage. Kos Rachmana, and then the Torah writes the words Chabura Taks Chabura, Legluya Alei the Kviya, to teach us that when is a Kviya considered a Kviya? If it's by Chabura, if there's permanent damage in, Eloi Loi. Ben Azai Sover, just the opposite. Kviya, if the Torah just writes the word Kviya, it means this by Chabura Mashma, that there was permanent damage. Kos Rachmana Chabura, Legluya Le de Kviya, the less by Chabura. That the only time Yechayef Kviya is if it's like a Miyat Achamiyat. And the Gemara, it's a Ribuy Achribuy, Ribuy Achribuy El Lamad. Maskler Apapa, Adarabba, Ifchem Stabra. We can explain their opinions just in the opposite approach. Rabbi Yomar Kviya Nemetchila Savar, because his opinion is Kviya Dis by Chabura Mashma, Kas rachmana chabura, legluy le de kviya, the lesba chabura, ribui acharibui. And when Azai Aimer, chabura nemetchila, sava kviya, when the Torah says the word kviya, it means the lesba chabura mashma, any burn. And that's why kas rachmana chabura, legluy de the kviya, this by chabura in, if the kviya has a chabura, then it's considered kviya iloi loi. And according to this, when it said kviya nemetchila or chabura nemetchila, it's what? How do we understand the word chabura? Inami, or another way of explaining the machlokes, says the Gemara, the Kol Alma, the definition of kviya means bein the ispei chabura bein the lespei chabura mashma. It means whether there is or isn't damage, permanent damage collected to it. V'acha b'chlal uprat ruchokim zemizek mefugi. Can we learn this as a klal uprat? Because Rebbe Sava ain't done as a klal prat. We know that the halach is klal prat, ein bechlal, ella mashem prat. And here the Torah says, kviya tachas kaviya, petza tachas petza, chabura tachas chabura. So Rebbe's opinion is that since there are the words petza tachas petza interrupting kviya and chaviya, so the chabura doesn't define the kviya, and therefore we explain the kviya by itself, and any kviya, even if it doesn't have chabura, is considered kviya. Ben Azai is not disturbed by the petza pachas patza that's placed between kviya tachas kviya chabura tachas chabura, and donar shem klal prat, and that's why Ben Azai's opinion will be ein bechlal el mashem befrat, and only kviya with chabura is chayiv not. So if asked the Gemara, if that's the case, chitei mechabura l'Rebbe l'Amali, according to Rebbe, every kviya you chayiv for. So what is the purpose of the chabura stated? It teaches us l'damim yaseirim, that if there's a chabura, so then it's, since it's permanent, it's going to be more expensive. And that's what the Torah is teaching us, that there's a difference in the amount of payment if there's a kviya without a chabura versus if there's a kviya with a chabura. But Rebbe says there's going to be payment even for kviya without chabura.